Good morning, wonderful folks. Welcome back to the Iron Crypto Man podcast show. It's your host, Pat. And if you're stopping by for the first time, or if you're a new investor, feel free to click that referral link under the description of this episode, where if you sign up today with Webull and deposit just $1 into that brokerage account, you can earn yourself up to 20 free stocks. All right, folks, those free stocks can be valued up to $30,000. So definitely take advantage of this promotion while it still lasts. Go and get yourself some free stocks. And most importantly, go and get that free money. All right, folks. So in today's episode, we're obviously going to be going over the cryptocurrency market, right? We're going to be discussing the top assets, right? Such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Solana, and a few more here, right? And then we're also going to be going over the Sam Bankman-Fried FTX trial. All right, for those who may not know who Sam Bankman-Fried is, he is the CEO of FTX, and he was responsible for illegally doing wire fraud with FTX customers. All right, and unfortunately, I was a part of that. You guys may have been a part of FTX as well, or you probably know somebody who's been a part of that. So just let them know that justice is about to be served. Hopefully, right? That's if the justice system doesn't fail us. All right, folks. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this. All right. So buckle up your seatbelt, folks. Grab your notepads, pens, and let's prepare to educate ourselves. All right. So to go ahead and start this off, right? In the crypto space, we have a total market cap of $1.13 trillion. And rank number one within the crypto space is going to be none other than Bitcoin. All right, Bitcoin is currently trading at $27,395, right? As I'm looking at the 1 week chart, we've seen Bitcoin go as low as $26,225. That was back in September 27th. And it's actually reached that price twice. So we're going to go ahead and draw our support line, right? And then we've seen Bitcoin go as high as $28,318. So we're going to go ahead and draw our resistance line there, right? And from October 2nd, which we reached at $28,500, unfortunately, Bitcoin has been trading downward, right? And it's starting to look like it's tracing back down towards that, you know, low $2,700 to $2,600 range, right? So, you know, the way how I view this, right, as an intelligent investor, as a disciplined investor, this is always a phenomenal time to do your dollar cost averaging, have a little bit of exposure to Bitcoin while it's still at a low affordable price. And like I always like to mention, right, I am not a financial advisor. I'm just a brother here providing you guys with statistical information so you guys can do your own due diligence, do your own research, and make the best financial plans for yourself and your family. Okay, so I'm going to view the specs of Bitcoin, if you guys give me a second here. All right, so we have a total market cap of $535 billion. We had an all-time high of $68,625. That was reached back in 2021, November 10th. And we've had a cycle low of $15,622.83, which was reached November 21st, 2022. All right, next up, folks, we have Ethereum. Ethereum is ranked number two in the crypto space. We're currently trading at $1,634.99. We have a total market cap of $197 billion. All right, and as I'm looking at the chart here, we can take a look at the week chart, very similar to Bitcoin, right? We've reached a bottom of $1,591. September 27th, we've actually hit that price twice. So very similar to Bitcoin, we're going to go ahead and draw our support line. And then Ethereum has got as high as $1,733, which was reached October 1st. And since October 1st, folks, Ethereum has been trading in a downward momentum, right? Definitely tracing back towards that low $1,600 price range. So if you were to ask me, right, as a long-term investor, I would say this is a phenomenal time to do your dollar cost averaging, all right? We've had an all-time high with Ethereum of $4,846, which was reached November 10th, 2021. Then we had a cycle low of $902.49 back in June 18th, 2022. All right, folks, next up, rank number 5 in the crypto space is going to be XRP. All right, shout out to all my investors who were able to invest in XRP, and we're still picking up XRP because it is now available on more cryptocurrency brokerages. All right, and I can actually go over that in another episode. Okay, so as of today, folks, we are currently trading at 53 cents. We are up today by 4.46%. All right, and as I'm looking at the chart, the 1 week chart, we were trading as low as 50 cents, which was September 17th. And we've gotten as high as, let's see here, 53 cents. So currently right now, XRP is kind of swing trading between 53 cents and 52 cents, right? It's kind of hard to say if we're going to go back down to 50 cents. But more than likely, we should see a little bit of a bear run, right? So we may go back down to, you know, 52 cent or possibly 51 cent, just depending on the volatility of the market. All right, and as I'm looking at the specs for XRP, we had an all-time high of $3.29, which was reached January 4th, 2018, and we had a cycle low of 12 cent. Which was reached March 12th, 2020. All right, folks, next up, ranked number 8th in the crypto space, we have Solana. All right, Solana is currently trading at $23.07. We have a total market cap of $9.53 billion. And as I'm looking at the 1 week chart, right, we're seeing nothing but gains here. Solana has gone up by 20%, right? September 27th, we were trading as low as $18.96. So if you guys were picking up Solana around that price range, you've definitely made some profit there, right? And we've also gotten as high as $24.14, which was reached October 2nd. And now we are starting to see that Solana is doing a little bit of swing trading from the $24 price range to the $23 price range, and it's looking like we're probably going to be seeing a $23 or not even $23, probably $22 Solana probably in the next couple of days. So another great asset to perform your dollar cost average and picking up these assets at a phenomenal price, folks. All right, and what I mean by picking it up at a phenomenal price, Solana had an all-time high of $258.70, right? You guys can do the math right there. It is literally down by over 90% right now, folks. This is now obviously the best time to be investing into really any paper asset, right? One of my strategies is very simple, right? Just do the opposite of whatever mainstream media is telling you to do, right? Mainstream media is telling you guys to sell your stocks, sell your crypto. That just means that the elite people are going to be buying these assets at a discount. And then when they pump the market up, that's when mainstream media is going to tell you to buy, right? But by then, assets are going to be, you know, breaking new all-time highs, and you're essentially going to be wasting your money because elites are just going to sell off their stocks, drop the price, and just continue the manipulation cycle. All right, so back to Solana, right? Solana had a cycle low of $8.27, which was reached December 29th of 2022. All right, folks, we'll go over one more cryptocurrency coin here, and then we'll go ahead and jump into the Sam Bankman-Fried FTX trial. All right, last coin we're going to go over, ranked number 9 in the crypto space, is going to be Cardano. All right, shout out to all my ADA bag holders out there, okay? We are currently trading at 25 cents a day with a market cap of $8.97 billion, all right? And as I'm looking at the one-week chart, September 27th, we were trading as low as 24 cents, so that's only a penny difference, right? And October 2nd, we were trading as high as 26 cents. So, you know, Cardano's not making too much noise right now, right? Nothing too significant there. And as I'm viewing the specs of Cardano, right, we had an all-time high of... Let's see here. Give me 1 second. Okay, we had an all-time high of $3.10, right? That was reached September 1st, 2021. Currently down by over 90%, folks, okay? These are phenomenal buying opportunities right here, guys. You can't make this up right now, okay? We had a cycle low of 23 cents, which was reached actually not that long ago, September 11th, 2023. So definitely a great buying opportunity here again, folks. You guys definitely don't want to miss out on this opportunity, right? This is definitely going to be the largest transfer of wealth, and I can actually kind of break that down in another episode. So stay tuned for that as well. All right, so overall in the crypto space, right, we're definitely down in the red today, just, you know, within the past 48 hours. So, you know, if you guys check out your portfolio, if you guys have been investing into cryptocurrency, obviously you might be down a little bit today. But, you know, rest assured, these are just, you know, times to, you know, to perform some more dollar cost averaging and picking up these assets at a lower price. Because obviously here on the Iron Crypto Man podcast show, we are trying to create wealth, right? Generational wealth, meaning long-term investing. So if we have a long-term mindset, we don't really care about some of these cryptocurrencies going down or the stock market going down. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the FTX trial. All right, so FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has arrived for the first day of his criminal trial with a new haircut. All right, most of you guys may not know, but this gentleman apparently had a large afro, and I guess he has a buzz cut now, but we don't have to get into too much detail about his personal appearance. Okay, so at least 5 potential jurors said Tuesday that they, their company, or their close relatives invested in the crypto, and all said that those bets produce losses. One said that her employer invested into FTX and Alameda Research. All right, Alameda Research was Sam Bankman-Fried girlfriend's. That was hit her company, right? And there was a hedge fund also once controlled by Bankman-Fried. The collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange almost a year ago, like I had mentioned, happened last November, helped accelerate a pullback in the value of many digital assets, burning investors that have piled into the industry during the pandemic. On Wednesday, the judge expected to narrow a pool of 50 potential jurors to the 12 men and women, along with 6 alternates who will determine if the FTX founder is innocent or guilty of crimes connected to the largest crypto collapse in U.S. history. Let me repeat that. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was connected to the largest cryptocurrency collapse in U.S. history. All right, so the CEO has arrived for court today, dressed in a gray suit and a trimmer haircut that did away with his traditional mop top look. Recently in the past, last year, he has pled not guilty to the 7 felony counts in his case. All right, and those 7 felony counts, starting with number 1, will be wire fraud on FTX customers. The max prison sentence for that will be 20 years. The second count will be conspiracy to commit wire fraud on FTX customers. That's going to be a max prison sentence of 20 years. Third count, wire fraud on lenders to Alameda Research. That is another max prison sentence of 20 years. Count number four, conspiracy to commit wire fraud on Alameda Research lenders. That also has a max prison sentence of 20 years. Count number five, conspiracy to commit securities fraud on FTX investors. Max prison sentence for that count will be 5 years. Count number six, conspiracy to commit commodities fraud on FTX customers. That has a max prison sentence of 5 years. Count number six, conspiracy to commit commodities fraud on FTX customers. That has a max prison sentence of 5 years. And the last count will be conspiracy to commit money laundering. That has a max prison sentence of 20 years. All right, folks. So that's all I have for you guys on today's episode. I know it's been quite some time since I've last recorded, so I'm definitely going to try to get back on here, guys, at least twice a week to give you guys updated information on what's going on in the crypto market and the stock market, so you can provide a wealth generating cow for yourself and your family. So thank you all for listening. I hope you were able to learn something today, and I'll hear from you guys on the next episode. Peace.